Thank you. We're going to very quickly go through this. I want to show you just some of the things you can do with only 1 year's worth of BRFS data. For a background, as you know, there's a great deal of interest in industry and occupation as a module. We included it in the survey of 2013. You can see about 6,500 total interviews. A little better than half of them were employed, and the good news is coding went quite well. We got it 96% of occupation, 98%. Other information you'll see on the slides as they very rapidly go past. The intent was to look at our employed population to identify industries and occupation at risk of fair or poor health. When you have a small amount of data, you have to look at what are the variables of the BRFS that you in fact can get some meaningful data from. One of those is the how people rate their health for fair or poor, and so that is what we looked at as a first step. You could look at other sorts of variables related to chronic disease. So we did the coding census industry, converted it using the 2007 NHIS simple recodes. So this just goes through. We ultimately got to a weighted population prevalence of fair or poor health, combining fair or poor together. Then you have the other half of the four. So we did some adjustments as well for odds ratios, and you'll see not unsurprising data, but it is helpful to have it specific to your state. We then compared this to the 2013 ACS survey, and most of the comparisons were really quite good. Again, the numbers are fairly small, so we're not absolutely dead on, but we had a few more professional and related individuals in the BRFSS, lower in the Office of Administrative Support, construction and extraction a little bit higher, but because of our small numbers, none of these are statistically significant. Just show you the demographics in the state, males, females. You can see by age, this is what we have. We then compared this to our unemployed population, and we have a significantly higher percentage of males and younger people who are employed. Again, not a surprising finding. Looking at our overall results of the prevalence of fair or poor health by industry, you can see here that it ranged from the public administration, such as myself, of very good health. Only 3.4% said we are fair. Of course, we never are honest about anything we say because we're government employees. On the other hand, you can see the other services on the end are the high level. In that is even higher as a subgroup of the accommodation food services individual. So that clearly is an area where we have to target, and you can see the range. So this is quite useful when we're doing outreach to various occupation and industry groups. By occupation, again, here you can service, again, with building and grounds maintenance, having 21.7% of fair or poor health. Looking at the specific occupations, again, management on the far left side there at 3.7%. Looking at the individual, again, the characteristics you can basically have on everybody in your survey. You could see those with less than a high school education, 15% of them reported fair or poor health. College graduates, some college under 5%. So again, we have relatively poor health in those with lesser education. We'll then subsequently be able to tease out the education component as it relates to occupation as well. Here, again, a lot of focus on obesity in the state. We have enough information in the BRFS to break that out. And so you can see those people who report being obese have fair or poor health, 15% of those individuals with a odds ratio, their adjusted odds ratio of 3.3 compared to those who did not report obesity. So again, here we have poor health with obesity, and then you can see the poor health also with the various types of occupation. So here we have by income, not surprising, those people with low income have the highest proportion of those with fair or poor health. And then when we have the report on the BRFS about depression, you can see again fair or poor health about two times higher amongst those reporting depression. Here we have, when we do adjustment, you see the office and administrative support workers are over four times as likely to report fair or poor health. And in conclusion, while my green is still blinking and I'm about to go, I'll just wait quietly for yellow to come on so I use my full 7 minutes. We found that the service industries and occupations in office and administrative support occupations consistently reported the higher prevalence of adverse health indicators. And of course, what we're after is getting the additional years, and it was helpful to analyze the 1 year data to again attempt to convince our administration to continue this program with additional support and funding. So with that, thank you. And the person you want to ask questions to who's in a competing conference, just as CDC usually does, you never have anything separate. The asthma grantees are meeting at the same time as the CSTE, so she's at asthma, and I'm here presenting her paper. Thank you very much.